Hey everybody, I'm making another audio post one day after my last one where I talked about the radio station commercials. So that aside, here we go on the new one. My topic today is about fast food made from scratch homemade biscuits. And I finished that sentence with a question mark because I'm a bit dubious. So the reason that I'm bringing this up is because of similarly, what I talked about yesterday, listening to the radio in the car on the way to work in the mornings. So these fast food restaurants in town, not the national chains like McDonald's or Burger King or something, but like the more regional chains, they heavily advertise on made from scratch homemade biscuits. And it used to be just a catchphrase that they would say, but now they've taken it to a much further extent to where I literally heard on the radio this week, there was a guy, and he was saying, if you listen closely, you can literally hear the flour being sprinkled onto uncooked fresh biscuits that are going into the oven. Like, they are really pumping this up as though it's like a serious thing. And my whole point is that I don't really believe it. I'm not saying that they're lying, because I don't know. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But I have a hard time believing that these fast food restaurants are making made-from-scratch homemade biscuits with buttermilk and flour at 5 o'clock in the morning. It seems hard to believe to me. So the two people that I will call out, the two restaurants that I will call out, are Bojangles and Hardee's. And I will say that most people might not know what I'm talking about. It's a southeastern United States thing. So if you live in California or some other place, you don't know what these places are. So take Bojangles, for example. They used to have this commercial campaign that they would go on where they had this spokeswoman named Betty. This is Betty from Bojangles. I'm up at 5 o'clock making biscuits for everybody. This is an ad campaign they had going for a while. I haven't heard it lately, so I guess that might be over. But obviously, some old lady named Betty is not making biscuits at Bojangles at 5 o'clock in the morning. But it was just an ad campaign. But I have a hard time believing that's even true. I mean, most of you don't know what Bojangles is. It is a chicken restaurant, like a fried chicken restaurant in the southeast that has biscuits and sausage and stuff for breakfast. And whatever. You can picture that in your mind. And they pride themselves on their biscuits. Like, they're famous. Their slogan is famous chicken and biscuits. Like, their biscuits are so famous. And here's my argument. If you're making fresh, made-from-scratch biscuits every morning of the week, then why is it, if I go through the drive-thru and get a sausage biscuit at 7 o'clock in the morning, why is that biscuit loaded with salt? It is loaded with enough salt to preserve that thing for 50 years. I bet it wouldn't disintegrate for 5 decades. I'm serious. So, that's why I find it hard to believe. Because there's no reason. If somebody's grandmother made fresh homemade biscuits at home in her oven with a rolling pin and all that stuff, and an apron, the whole nine yards, the way they want you to believe in your mind that is happening at these restaurants. If someone's grandmother at their own home made these biscuits, there would be no reason for them to be like 95% salt. If you've ever eaten a Bojangles breakfast biscuit, it is like the equivalent of eating like a deer's salt lick. You will be drinking water for like 5 hours afterward because it is just a ball of salt. If it's fresh with no preservatives and salt and stuff, there's no reason for it to be like that. And yeah, I'm talking bad about Bojangles. That might be an unpopular stance to take amongst my friends, but Bojangles breakfast, I gotta tell you, it's not very good. It's just a bunch of salt. So, another restaurant is Hardee's, which, if you live in California or on the west coast of the U.S., Carl's Jr., it's owned by the same parent company. So, it's this, practically the same thing. So, if you've been to Carl's Jr., it's much like Hardee's in the southeast. So, same, it's the same logo even, so same thing. They have commercials, even on TV, where they show, like, buttermilk being poured into, like, a bowl with flour spilling out the side to make you feel like, oh, I need some fresh-made, homemade biscuits that are rising in the oven right now. What you get when you go there and order it and take it home in a bag and eat it, it is a burnt, overcooked ball of salt with some kind of breakfast meat in it. I seriously have my doubts that these biscuits were made mere hours before. These commercials that these companies have been advertising, where they talk about not only fresh-made biscuits, but they go into, like, sensory detail, saying you can hear the flour being sprinkled. And, you know, the buttermilk is being poured and it's sloshing against the side of the bowl. They're romanticizing this entire process to make it sound like it's something grand. It is not. These biscuits do not taste the least bit fresh to me. Most of the time, once in a while, you might get one that's really good. You know, once in a while you might, but on the whole, you're not getting that experience. So these advertisements to me, while they might not be just patently false, they are not exactly to be believed in my mind. And I hear these commercials every day going to work because they're trying to lure you to their particular place of business. And it doesn't work on me. I'm not falling for it. I've eaten there dozens or hundreds of times. I know what I'm going to get when I get there. And the problem is, I don't know what I'm going to get when I get there, because sometimes it's great, sometimes it's terrible. So if old Betty from Bojangles is making these fresh biscuits every day at 5 o'clock, she's not the least bit consistent, because sometimes it's not so good. And that's all I have to say about that.